Employees for the Spokane Indians minor league baseball team hope to get some answers soon about the 2021 season. Part of the uncertainty is the COVID pandemic. The 2020 season was canceled, but it's more about changes imposed by Major League Baseball. On the line is Spokane Indians president Chris Duff to talk about that.
There were 160 minor league baseball teams, so affiliated baseball teams. And at the end of this process, we anticipate there being only 120 minor league baseball teams, so affiliated teams left. So what it will shake out to be is each major league team, there's 30 total, would have one affiliate or partner at every level. So there'd be one at what's called low A, one at high A, one at double A, then one at triple A. So each major league team would end up with four affiliates, where in the past they had five or six affiliates. So Major League Baseball is looking to cut down on some of the employees that they have at the minor league level is one of the goals. But then also they're looking to improve the player amenities at this level too. So there will be additional expenses put on the minor league team, such as two buses instead of one bus on travel, just some hotel and housing changes, some pretty significant upgrades to things like locker rooms, the dugouts, batting cages, indoor workout facilities. Baseball is really looking to cut down on some of the players, but the players they do have, they want to make sure that they're better taken care of and have some better amenities than they did in the past agreement. We do anticipate being part of the 120. We have all indications are that we will definitely be invited into the new minor league baseball. So we're really excited about that. We do anticipate that meaning that we will most likely go up a level or two. So the short season league that we used to be a part of will be no longer. All four of those affiliates that I referenced earlier will be long season. So in Spokane, we're probably going to see more baseball, which will be great. And we also anticipate the quality of play on the field to improve as well, because we anticipate being a level or two higher than what we were before. You'll probably see some upgrades to Avista Stadium over the next few years, too.
Chris Duff says Major League Baseball is keeping quiet as it works out the details.
So we don't know what league we're going to be a part of. We don't know who our Major League affiliate is going to be. And we just don't know all of the details of what's going to be our responsibility in this new world, as well as far as these player amenities and different travel arrangements and housing arrangements. So a lot of what we've gathered so far is really public knowledge that Baseball America has been a very good source for us. We think we've got a pretty good sense of what we're going to see when we actually get this in writing. But really, the whole thing's uncertain until we actually see it in writing.
One of Major League Baseball's goals seems to be to put minor league teams geographically closer to their major league parent organizations. For the last 18 years, the Spokane Indians' parent team has been the Texas Rangers. That means some of the players the Rangers have signed have been sent to Spokane to begin their professional careers. Duff says that affiliation will probably end.
Really, the reason it would change is twofold. One, the geographic realignment that you referenced. But the really more important one for the Rangers, they actually own a team in Hickory, North Carolina, and Kinston, North Carolina, which are both a low A and a high A team. And because short season is going to be eliminated and they own their two teams at low A and high A, we anticipate seeing them affiliated with the teams that they own. So I do think we're going to see a new major league affiliate in Spokane in 2021. We would prefer a team, in the Rockies or West, I think would be appealing for us and our fan base. A team that works out in Arizona for spring training is appealing too, just because that's easy for us to get down there, communicate, because, again, it's going to be a new affiliation. We're going to need to be building a relationship. So we're probably going to be spending more time with the people in the player development department. So I think that proximity is important to us, and just some geographic connection, I think, will be really appealing to our fan base as well. But in the end, where we used to have a little bit of control through this process, we really don't. Now, Major League Baseball has asked for some input from the major league teams. They've gotten some input from different committees with minor league baseball as well. But really, the decision-making process truly lies in New York, in Major League Baseball's hands. So the major league team that ends up in Spokane may not know today that they're going to end up in Spokane, but I think they'll find out in the fairly near future. So once we come together, I think we're both going to be working hard to develop that relationship too.
Regardless of the team with whom the Indians will wind up affiliated, COVID will continue to provide a challenge in the 2021 season. Major league teams played without fans in 2020. Duff says there are no guarantees about what the next season will look like.
I would be very surprised if we started in April. It may be more like a traditional June or so start, like we've seen in the past in Spokane. But we do anticipate playing. We've got some different modeling that we're doing, some with limited capacity. So we've got to look at, you know, what's a 25% capacity look like, what's a 50%, and, you know, hopefully 100%, you know, maybe by the end of the summer too. So there's a lot of questions out there, just like everything else that everybody's experiencing right now. But, you know, we've got our full staff in place. We're working hard towards 2021 and trying to put as much effective planning in place as we can to be prepared for what we're anticipating to be a season in 2021.
Chris Duff is the president of the Spokane Indians Baseball Club, which is awaiting details on changes that are coming for 2021. On Monday, another baseball league in the West did get some certainty about its upcoming season, the Pioneer League, which has teams in Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Colorado, learned it will become a Major League Baseball partner league. The eight teams in that league will lose their affiliations with major league teams, but will continue to showcase young players who could be signed by other teams. League President Jim McCurdy, who lives in Spokane, says like with the Northwest League, there are still details about how teams will operate, but he says fans should not see a change in the quality of play or in their ballpark experience. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.